Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say, rejoice. Friend, I pray that you are rejoicing in the Lord because He is so good. Amen. He really is. Hey, happy Sunday this already 17th day of September 2017. My name is Joey Crow. Welcome to Sunday worship. Go ahead, take your coat off, kick your shoes off. Let's enjoy a cup of coffee, maybe some tea, and let's fellowship today. If you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, that's all right. Won't hold that against you this time. It's a program that's all about Jesus. Yeah. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one from Lifeway Worship. It's All Creatures of Our God and King here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, Alleluia, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam, overraise him, overraise him, Alleluia. Rushing wind and arc so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise him, Alleluia. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice, ye lights of evening, find a voice, oh, praise him, oh, praise him, Alleluia.
Yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, it's amazing what you can do on your phone these days. I mean, one of the great conveniences I enjoy is just checking my email right there on my phone. Just love it. Mostly every email provider has a special feature called a junk folder. It helps you reduce those unwanted email messages in your inbox. And also known as spam. Boy, we get a lot of those, don't we? And spammers are so creative these days, it's amazing. And they will do whatever it takes for you to open their email message. They will disguise themselves, disguise the subject line in their email so you can be tricked into opening their message. It really is interesting. But, you know, Fred, God's Word talks a great deal about spiritual spammers. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world." You know, while we show great respect to our spiritual leaders, spiritual teachers, we ought to make sure they ought to be teaching truth. And what's the best way to ensure they are teaching us truth? Well, friend, through God's Word. While an email provider can do its best to weed out spam emails, God's Word is the best choice for weeding out spiritual spam.
Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are.
Yeah.
Listening to Sunday Worship.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
All the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Here we go.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. The darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. And His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
We were sinners and so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good all the time.
Yeah.
Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good all the time.
Do you believe it tonight? Let's sing it together.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good. God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good. All the
That's right. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, so good to fellowship with you today. My name is Joey Kroll here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. The other week, my family and I really had a chance to go out and enjoy the cooler temperatures. We had dinner on our back patio. It was so nice, and just not too hot, not too cold. We really wanted to soak it up because we know what's to come here the next month, month and a half. So we tried our best to go out and enjoy it. I love this quote that I came across the other week. It says, "The giant in front of you is never bigger than the God who lives inside of you."
Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hand. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Father, I see that you are drawing a line in the sand, and I want to be standing on your side, holding your hands. So let your kingdom come, let it live in me. This is my prayer, and this is my plea. Let the worshipers arise, let the sons and the daughters sing.
All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
Here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, Joey Kroll enjoying a cup of coffee here with you today. Thank you so much for listening this morning. And this verse has been a blessing to me and my family, especially since God has called us to pastor our church in Decatur. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:24. It says, "He who calls you is faithful." He who calls you is faithful. I have hung my hat on that verse so many different times. Corrie ten Boom said one time, "If God sends us on strong paths, we are provided with strong shoes."
Than silver or gold, have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to
Friend, I pray that is the desire and cry of your heart today, that you would rather have Jesus. That's the great voice of Ivan Parker here on today's edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Joey Kroll spending some time with you. And, you know, here at Great News Radio, we are dependent, of course, on Almighty God, but also through his people. We depend on friends like you to pray for us and financially support this radio ministry. We are here because of God's grace, but also because of friends who financially contribute to this listener-supported radio ministry. You can write to us anytime. You can send in your notes of encouragement and gifts of support anytime. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online at greatnewsradio.org and click on donate. Well, I'm going to hang my headphones up here. I'm going to spend some time with God's people, and I hope you have a chance to do that today as well. Until next time, though, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.